decided with this holiness coming to Australia in June this year that we would, we actually wanted to inform people, I guess, a little bit more about who His Holiness is and his life story. And the whole visit is a man of compassion and wisdom, the Dalai Lama's journey.
What sort of insight do you think this exhibition gives to who the Dalai Lama is and what he's about?
Well, it's a pictorial history of his life, really. I mean, he's quite a fascinating character. He was born into a little bit like royalty, I guess you could say, like the English royalty. He was actually, you know, he's a reincarnated 14th Dalai Lama. So, and he was the spiritual and temporal leader of Tibet. And of course, he had to flee Tibet when the Chinese invaded in 1959. And it's just basically this whole exhibition is telling his story from the time he was born, how they actually identified him as the 14th Dalai Lama, and his life in Tibet up until, you know, his early 20s when he fled into India. A little bit there about the invasion, and certainly not. Most certainly about the journey that he had to undertake to actually, you know, cross the Himalayas. It took about 3.5 months, so quite a substantial amount of time, and that's all, you know, on horseback and walking and so forth. And then along with His Holiness going to India, there was, I think it was about 200,000 Tibetans also followed suit at that point in time. And so they had to establish life in India in exile. So it tells all of that story, and then it goes on and also shows and explains his life since then and his travels around the world, and most certainly the reasons why he does travel, his three main commitments in life that he has, and also gives a little bit of a pictorial history of his visits here to Australia as well. And it's fascinating. And running alongside of the exhibition, there's a film called Sunrise, Sunset, which is a day in the life of His Holiness at home. So kind of see him, I mean, you see him on his treadmill in the morning and, you know, having his tea, and they're very, very special insights that you wouldn't normally get a glimpse into.
And, of course, he was born into quite a poor family, and there's a couple of great pictures of him when he was really young, and then there's other pictures of his family. And, I mean, I suppose it's amazing to see the journey of him to the current day, meeting presidents and politicians and peacemakers all around the world.
That's it, yeah. And, I mean, he's been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 himself, because he hasn't just, you know, caught up arms and against China. He has put to the Chinese government his peace plan, his 14-point peace plan, and is trying to actually find, you know, a resolution, a peaceful resolution to the situation in Tibet. So, and he's admired highly for that. It's very, very unique.
And I know that even in the current day, he still says that he's a simple Buddhist monk.
Yes, he says that. But having met him on several occasions, I would argue that he's quite an incredible person. Yes, there's something very, very special about him. That's for sure.
Lynn, in 2009, the Chinese government reacted quite angrily to a meeting with the Australian parliamentary delegation. Is there any idea of how the Chinese government will react this time?
Well, firstly, His Holiness's visits to Australia are not for the purpose of meeting with politicians. It's not his primary purpose. He comes here after receiving invitations from the Australian public, Buddhist centres and various other community groups. And his primary focus is to connect with as many Australians as possible for them to attend his, you know, by way of giving public teachings and public talks and conversations. It really doesn't matter. As an organisation, Dalai Lama in Australia, we're not a government or a political organisation. We're purely here to ensure that His Holiness's visits to Australia allow him to do just that, meet and connect with as many Australians as possible. Look, the Chinese always react, and to to His Holiness's visits. It doesn't matter where he visits in the world, they always react, and we just don't let that that bother us, and certainly His Holiness doesn't either. He just always continues to show as much compassion as he possibly can.
As you mentioned, he's coming to Australia in June over the long weekend, so from Friday the 9th. What will he be doing in Melbourne?
Well, he'll be on the Friday. He'll be talking to some children that have come under Liz Twentyman's wing, and also attending and speaking at a lunch called the Story of the Refugee. And then over the weekend, he'll be giving Buddhist teachings on the Bodhisattva's way of life, and also a public conversation, a conversation with the Dalai Lama on happiness, life, and living.
All have same right to have happy life.